That's brand new music from our friend, Oscar-winning songwriter John DeNicola, called King of His Own World. And John joining us this afternoon. Boy, John, great stuff as always. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Rich, and thanks for playing my new tune.
Boy, it's so good. I listened to it several times since I first got it. Man, I'm loving what you're doing there. And there's a great story behind it, too, that you're reuniting with some old musical friends from a long time ago.
Yes. It's really a song about the late Tim Lawless. Tim was a close friend, childhood friend, and former bandmate. We started a band in ninth grade. And then in like when we were 19 or 20, we had a full 7-piece band that played around the tri-state area in New York. And we had a 7-piece band, a couple of horns. In fact, one of our sax players, the first sax player, went on to Billy Joel's band, a guy named Rich Cannata. But we kept forging forward, and so we broke up probably, somewhere in the 70s. We were together for 4 or 5 years, but Tim was my close friend. He passed away last September, and he was a very soulful, he was an Irish fella, but he could sound like Ronnie Isley, and he was just a spirit that was just he was the king of his own world, and that's what inspired the lyric for me. His passing, just the type of guy he was, and when I wrote the song, I decided to call my friends that were in that same band from however many years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. And we got like four of the, some of them, another one had passed away. So we got four of the original Sweetback guys on there. A guitarist named Ken Favre, drummer named Bob Myers, keyboard Greg Schlake, and a wonderful sax player, Jeff Lang. And that's it. It's a tribute to my friend Tim, played by the guys who loved him and worked with him.
Well, it's a wonderful tribute, and lyrically is terrific. And then musically, man, it's got such a great Steely Dan, Chicago-esque kind of feel to it.
Yeah, you know, I think the Steely Dan thing came. Sweetback did some originals, but was kind of a cover band. We were young, and we did covers. And we did a lot. My favorite part of that was doing Steely Dan songs, and Tim just inspired that. It just being, a song about him. I felt like, you know, Sweetback was, we were having the most fun when we were doing Steely Dan songs, and I think is the horn section. The horn is a 5-piece horn section. The horn parts were arranged by Rob Mounsey. Rob has been around the business for many years. He worked with so many artists, but he including Steely Dan. He did the Gaucho album. He did all the horn arrangements and all the Donald Fagen, his solo album, Nightfly. He did those horn arrangements. So that could give it a little bit of a Steely Dan feel also. But the song just came quickly. I don't always write lyrics. In fact, I don't usually write lyrics, but the lyrics came to me because it was heartfelt about my friend Tim, and I wanted people to know about Tim.
Did you record this, John, in the home studio, the barn studio?
Yes, everything done in the barn. Yep. That's where I do it all. That's where we do it all these days.
And talk a little bit, if you can, because I was reading a really interesting interview you did with a guy who is clearly an audiophile, and talking about your love of the analog process and recording to tape, and also making music available to a niche population of consumer, but people who love the sound of tape.
Well, yeah, the tape thing, yeah. Well, you know, I record, if I can, I have a 16-track 2-inch tape machine. If I don't record to it, and I record to Pro Tools digitally, I will always run tracks through the tape machine. Sometimes the convenience of the tape when you're trying to go quickly and, convenience of Pro Tools, you can get it like five or six takes of drums or whatever. But I always run everything through my tape machine, the drums particularly, because you get a little bit of a bite and a sack that you just don't get digitally. I did recently offer 15 IPS two-track quarter-inch tape from the whatever album we put out. So I'll make from the master. I'll go directly to a two-track tape. It's like you say, it's very niche. But we also, for just about every record, we do an LP and CDs. CDs actually are selling again, and obviously LPs are too. So we try and give everybody. You know, we also digital if people want to download it. But in fact, there's a free download of this song, King of His Own World, at the OMAD records.com, OMADRecords.com website. You can get a free download of this song that you just played a snippet of.
Well, it's fascinating, the great work you're doing. And we talked a few months ago with Peter Lewis about the wonderful album you did with him.
Yeah, Peter is one of those guys. You know, he should, I mean, he does well with his recording and stuff, but he should be where Neil Young is. He's that good. He's just he's a sage. You know, he comes from Moby Grape, the band Moby Grape, which was very well loved by many musicians, but never had the success that they should have. They sort of imploded. But if you talk to Chrissy Hynde or Beck or Little Steven or particularly Robert Plant, he will tell you how much Moby Grape influenced him and his band. And he's also, Peter happens to be Loretta Young's son, if anybody remembers Loretta. But his daughter, Arwen, has followed in his footsteps. She came to, these are all people on my record label, Arwen Lewis. Also, we did a record of all Moby Grape songs with Arwen singing. So that was fun, and Peter played on that. And Peter and I did two albums together, the last one being Imagination that you mentioned. And it was fun, particularly fun, because I co-wrote five of the songs on that record with Peter. So Peter doesn't necessarily co-write, but we got on a roll and we went with it.
Well, and yeah, you've written with some other friends of our show, including John Waite.
Yes, John, yep. Has John been on?
He has, absolutely, and he's coming up here to Maine doing a tour with Foreigner and Styx later this summer.
That's right. Yes, he's got a four-piece band. He's been on tour a lot. John and I wrote a lot together. We were talking recently about reviving some of those songs that never got recorded, but he's been so busy on the road. Once I get a minute, we'll do that. But John's awesome. What a great singer! What a great songwriter! Just and a great guy. We became good friends.
Well, and you wrote with a guy that we love and miss him so much. He used to come on our show every year, and he was such a character, the great Eddie Money.
Yeah, actually, Eddie was it was really a John Waite song, a song that John and I wrote that Eddie really loved, and Eddie changed some of the parts, some of the lyrics, so that became a three-way write. But yes, Eddie was fun to work with. I mean, he's got such great tunes. You know, those songs are kind of classics.
Well, and in your musical journey, you also discovered a group called Kara's Flowers that went on to do pretty well for themselves.
Yes, Kara's Flowers. We worked with them, as people would probably know them better as Maroon 5. We worked on their first record, quickly saw the talent there. In all of them, but particularly Adam. And, we did that record together with them, and then they kind of took a year off and then reformed as Maroon 5. But it was the same four guys that we worked with, and then they added a fifth player. So Adam, not so long ago when he was on The Voice, gave us a little shout-out because they were asked who was the chair-turning moment for you guys, you know, for the judges, and Adam, you know, named myself and Tommy Allen, who worked with that first record, did that first record with them. Talented fellas.
Well, you've had so much success. Of course, the Oscar, the Golden Globe winning work on music from Dirty Dancing. But since you've gone into this new phase as a recording artist with two terrific albums, loved them both, The Why, Because, and She Said, and now with the brand new single, well, you're doing some of the best work of your career.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad you like the record. It's liberating. It's liberating because for so many years I was trying to get into the heads of what, you know, this artist might want to sing, or, you know, what kind of song would they want to to record. So it became so liberating to be able to just have to only answer to myself. And all those years, you know, as a songwriter, the years go by, and you have to, the business sort of changed, and you had to, you couldn't just do a guitar vocal demo or a piano vocal like in the early days. You had to do full productions and make it sound like a record. You know, that's what the A&R departments wanted to hear. And so all those years of doing that, I became pretty adept at studio work and making a record sound, you know, like a record. And I play a lot of different instruments, and I'm a good bass player. Everything else is sort of, I can put the part down that I want and get it across. And a lot of that you're here on King of His Own World there is what I played. But this time I definitely enlisted a guitarist, a drummer, and the sax player, and a keyboard player that we had worked together. But I just find it the most fun. I mean, I'm glad you're saying what you're saying, that you're enjoying it. Because I am having a lot of fun. I think maybe the years of being in the business has I finally have figured out how to do it.
Well, the new song, King of His Own World, it's a fitting tribute to your friend Tim Lawless, and then just a great and wonderful song to listen to. You can check it out and get more information by going to John's website, john-dinicola.com. And check out some of the other great work that he's done in recent years. John, always great to talk with you. Congratulations on the new song, and thanks, as always, for making time for us.
Well, thanks so much, Rich, for having me. I'm going to finish this record and have it out soon, but we're also, all the artists on OMAD Records, where I asked them all to do a Christmas song, so we have that coming out in October or November, 12 Christmas songs, 10 being originals by the different artists on my label, and then 2 being cover songs.
Excellent. So. Well, we'll have to get you back on in the fall to talk about that.
All right. That sounds great. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, John. Good to talk with you again.
Same here. Thank you.
That's John DeNicola with us here on Downtown. Again, the new single, King of His Own World.